Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus. I'm sold out.
1 Peter chapter 3 from verse 1. Yes.
1 Peter chapter 3 from verse 1. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives. Verse 2, when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear, do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, if you do good and are not afraid with any terror.
Amen. You know, the Bible says, in verse 5, for after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves. In today's time, many women are looking to the women in television. And they program their lives under the inspiration of the women on TV. Are you listening to what I'm saying? But the Bible is teaching us to look unto holy women. Women who love the Lord. These should be our role models as a woman. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You know, some of my best friends are in my Bible. I read my Bible to the point like I know the people I'm reading about. My counselors, the people who give me advice, are people like Moses. Are people like David. This year, my major counselor is Apostle
Paul.
When I read my Bible, it's like I'm sitting down and it's like he's sitting next to me. And giving me advice about life. Giving me advice about my spiritual life. Mentoring me. Teaching me and showing me the things that I must chase after. And the things that I must ignore in this life. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So the big problem that we face in our generation is there is a epidemic of reading. Yesterday we had a meeting here and I was telling people that many people who come to church, especially like someone who has never been to church before, chances are, since they finish Animal Farm in Matric,
amathuba ukuthi bagcina ngo animal farm.
They've never read another book ever again.
Abakazi bafunde enye incwadi ngaphandle kwaleyo.
I don't know what you read in your matric. I read the Tempest by Shakespeare. Some people read Animal Farm. Did you attend matric? Ask your neighbor, did you attend matric? What did you? Romeo and Juliet. Puti. English? Nothing but the truth. Eh? What did you read? Macbeth.
Animal Farm.
Many people, since they read these things, go matric. My mic is not. Many people, since they read these things in matric, they've never read another book ever again.
Abaningi bafundile leyo ncwadi kodwa abaphindanga bafunda futhi.
True or not true?
Iqiniso noma kulona?
If they've read Bona magazine.
Uma befundile bafunda uBona magazine.
True love. Are they still there? Yeah? Huh? Drama. You're not saying amen like you don't know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Huluki. So, many people don't follow the advice of the Bible that teaches us to learn from these holy people that have run this race that we are trying to run. And we are learning from people who are not running the race.
And they are
our role models and mentors.
And
we are looking up to them. I listen to what I'm saying. So, in these days, it becomes very difficult to preach the type of messages I've been preaching. Because in verse 1, just read verse 1 again.
Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husband.
Wives, be submissive to your own husband. In today's time, all we know is watinta abafazi watinta imbokodo.
Konke sikwaziyo ukuthi watinta abafazi watinta imbokodo.
Ladies, say amen.
Amen.
What is being promoted today has nothing to do with being submissive.
Okukhanjiswa kakhulu phambili namhlanje akusiko ukuthobeka.
And you realize that many couples are divorcing.
And siyaqonda ukuthi abaningi abashadileyo bayahlukana.
And those who are not divorcing, they are 5 to divorcing.
Laba bangahlukani nabo sebesekhlukanile.
Or if they are not divorcing, kyaliwa njalo every day kyaliwa endlini.
Uma bengahlukani then yimpi.
I listen to what I'm saying. If we take biblical advice, you win a lot of marital problems. If you as a wife can submit. Hallelujah. But my message is to the husbands. I didn't finish last week. So let's go to verse 7.
First Peter chapter 3 from verse 7. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the word of God. Now I explain to you, you know, in the book of
Genesis,
when Adam and Eve fell into sin, when God was speaking to Eve after they sinned, the Lord spoke two things. He said, I'm going to put enmity between your seed and the snake. I'll make your children and the snake enemies. Do you understand? And the Bible says that the seed of the woman, which was talking about Jesus, will crush the head of the snake. And then the Bible says that your desire will be for your husband. And it continues to say that he will rule over you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So, what you see in life is that many women tend to be extremely abused. And like, have you seen at night an insect will fly to the light and the light will burn it and it moves away and goes back to the same thing. And the process will continue until that thing dies. Are you here? Have you seen what I'm talking about? So, it's a similar thing when it comes to women and men. Many women get involved with people who hurt them. But because the scripture says their desire will be for that man, they keep going back to that person. And the Bible says he will rule over you. So the Bible tells us that the man has a certain power over the woman. You see it. Even from the most advanced women, you see the same trend happening over and over and over. If you can go to the villages, Emakhaya, you see the same thing. By election, you see the same thing. In the city, in towns, you see the same thing. So the Bible trains the man and says that these women who have this weakness that they are attracted to you,
that aba attracted to you, laba bathanda wena,
you have to live with them according to knowledge. And I explained last week what it means to live with them according to knowledge. It means to be aware of them. You are living with a human being. You are not living with a thing. You have not married a stove. Just something that cooks for you only. You don't know her dreams. You don't know her visions. You don't know her likes and her dislikes. All you expect is food.
When you come to the house, the animal has entered. The hungry one that needs food.
So you must live with them according to knowledge. Be aware of that other human being that is in your house. And then the Bible says we must honor her. And when God says we must honor the woman, what is he talking about? And I told you that honoring her means that you must respect her position position as your wife.
Kusho ukuthi muhloniphe isikhundla sakhe njengonkosikazi wakho.
Some women are wives.
Abanye besifazane abomagodi.
But there is no honor in their lives as wives.
Kodwa abaziswa njengabantu njengamakhosikazi.
Bayi goro brush nje endlini.
Izinto zokuklina nje endlini.
No, these amens today are very. Have I said something wrong? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I began to give you some points on how to honor your wife.
Ngintshelile ngamaphuzu ukuthi ungamazisa kanjani umkakho.
And I said to you, you honor her by allowing her to participate.
Ngitho ungamazisa ngokuthi umvumele ukuba mbandakanye.
Do you remember what I'm saying, what I said? Some men,
abanye besilisa,
when they are taking decisions,
uma bethatha izinqumo,
they don't allow their wives to participate.
Abavumela amakhosikazi abo ukuba mbandakanye ezinqumeni zabo.
You find the wife is just seeing things happening.
Uzothola ukuthi umkakhe nje umuntu nje umangela.
Never consulted.
Akazange mbandakanye.
No discussions have taken place in the house.
Endlini.
But things are happening.
Kodwa izinto ziyenzeka.
The woman wakes up and she sees a car.
Owesifazane uyavuka nje so ubona imoto.
Oh. It coming up manje le moto.
Where is it coming from?
Yeah, happy I bought a car, my wife.
Hey, ngithenga imoto mkami.
No discussions.
Akuna ngxoxo.
We haven't decided that, okay, how are you buying this car?
Asivumelelanga ukuthi ithengwa kanjani le moto.
Do you have enough money to buy it cash?
Sinemali yanele na ukuthi siyithenge.
Or did you borrow?
Osikolotile.
If you borrowed, it means now we have a debt.
Uma sikolotile kusho ukuthi thina sesinesikoleti.
So where is that money going to come from?
Izophuma phi le mali?
It means that there's a minus from somewhere.
Kusho ukuthi khona lapho singeke sibe khona nayo imali.
So whatever plans that we had,
noma ngabe imapha amacebo sinawo.
Now we have to, it has to take a back seat.
Kusho ukuthi manje mele abuye le
mali. Because now we are paying for this thing.
Ngoba manje sesikhokhela leso.
So in the beginning everyone will be happy because a car always makes everyone happy.
Ekuqaleni sizojabula sonke ngoba imoto iyajabulisa.
But over the process of time,
kodwa ekuhambeni kwesikhathi,
suddenly there's some pressure and some stress. Because now the money that is going to the car is affecting and impacting other things. And now you see tension in the relationship. Only because you didn't talk.
Ngoba awukhulumanga.
And I told you that you honor her by trusting her. Some women, they live like they are prisoners in their marriages because the husband never trusts her. In some churches, men sit one side. Women sit one side.
Abesifazane bahlala
ngapha. Because we can't trust them to sit.
Ngoba ngeke sibathembe mabehlile ndawonye.
Oh, you've not seen something like that. Okay. Why are you making me a liar? We can't trust them.
Ngeke sithembe.
Some women in their relationships,
abanye besifazane ebudlelwaneni babo,
bafana neingane,
bafana nabantwana, children.
Between the wife and the children, there's no difference.
Phakathi kwengane nowesifazane awukho umehluko.
Because they are not trusted.
Ngoba abathembekanga.
Now, when you don't trust your wife, you are not honoring her.
Uma ngabe ungamthembi umkakho kusho ukuthi awumazisi ngokwanele.
Are you understanding what I'm saying? Why must your wife always feel like she's in prison?
Kungani umkakho kufanele njalo ezwe ngathi usejele?
And I told you that you honor her by allowing her to grow, to grow, to grow, to grow.
Ngikutshelile ukuthi fanele umazise ngokuthi akhule.
It pains me.
Kuyangizisa ubuhlungu.
When I see women in relationships.
Uma ngibona besifazane ebudlelwaneni.
That don't grow.
Bengakhuli.
It's like you fall in love. And it's like your whole life is just that you've fallen in love with this guy.
Kuba ukuthi ngiyathandana impilo yakho yonke. Awuthandane naye.
No more growth.
Akukho ukukhula lapho.
Because you've fallen in love, no more school.
Ngoba uthandane naye isikolo saphela.
No more education.
Akuna kufunda.
Even your work is limited.
Ngisho nasemsebenzini wakho kunomgomo.
You can't progress.
Angeke ukwazi ukukhula.
Because the man has put the boundaries of your life in your life.
Ngoba indoda ibekile imigomo phambi kwakho.
I tell you, I'm a pastor. The things that this ear hears.
Ngiyakutshela ngumfundisi indlebe yami yezwa.
I was told some men go to their wives' workplace.
Ngatshelwa nanokuthi abanye bamadoda aye emsebenzini.
Because they don't trust them.
Ngoba ababathembi.
When the woman comes back home, the guy is angry. Kwatile, uyavutha.
Uma wesifazane ebuye ekhaya indoda ikwathi.
You are cheating on me.
Wena futhi uyajika-jika la.
This work you are going to cheat on me.
Uyajika-jika lapho.
Where is the evidence that I'm cheating on you?
Igupho okukhombisayo ukuthi mina khona okungekho right engiwenzayo.
I've heard of from the women that experience these things.
Ngizwile kwabe abahambe
kulo. Where the man or the husband goes to the wife's workplace and destroys the work.
Lapho wesifazane noma wesilisa ehamba eyo.
And the woman will lose the job because of the husband.
Lo wesifazane uzawuluza umsebenzi.
Because the woman is not allowed to grow.
Ngoba wesifazane akufanele akhule.
She's not allowed to advance in life.
Akufanele ukuthi akhule emsebenzini.
Some men are insecure.
Abanye abazethembi.
They are afraid that if she earns more money than me, she's going to disrespect.
Bayasaba ukuthi uma esehola ngaphezulu kwami
kuzo. If she earns more money than me, she will cheat on me.
Kusho ukuthi mina uzongenzela.
Who told you she would cheat on you? Who told you she would disrespect you? Who
told you?
For me personally, I will always encourage my wife to go for the stars. Keep climbing. Climb as high as you can go.
Amen. And
I have no intimidations at all.
And akukho ngimsebenza ngako.
I'm not afraid.
Angesabi.
If tomorrow,
uma kusasa,
she turns on me.
Ependuka.
Because she has climbed very high.
Ngoba yena ukhuphukile.
It is well.
It's kuhle.
We move on with my Jesus.
Siyaqhubeka noNkulunkulu wethu.
So I will not allow my fear.
Angeke ngivumele
ukwesaba. Pull her down, pull her down.
Ukuthi mdonsele phansi.
But many men do that.
Kodwa abaningi besilisa benza njalo.
When they do that, they are dishonoring their women.
Uma benza kanjalo kusho ukuthi abamahloniphi.
And what some men don't understand.
Abanye abaqondi
besilisa. Is that the higher your wife rises.
Ukuthi ngenkathi wakho wesifazane.
The higher your family is rising.
Ilapho umndeni wakho uyaphezulu.
That money she's earning, she's bringing it back home.
Le mali ayiholayo uyiletha futhi ekhaya.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I feel like I'm saying something wrong. Am I preaching?
Amen.
All right, please forgive me. A lot of us missed church last week, so I have to bring us all in the same page, okay? You honor your wife by listening to her and listening to her advice.
Ngokulalela nokulalela isiqondiso zakhe.
I listen to what I'm saying. Some men don't listen to their wives. Nor do they take their advice. And you train your children.
And the food to fundisa na bantu
na baba. Ungamnaki umuntu wesifazana akazilutho
mntana. Ungamnaki umuntu wesifazana akazilutho.
You never listen. While she's talking, ekane kambisa ndatsiwini lizolo. That time she's trying to tell you something serious.
Ngaleso skathi ufuna ukukutshela into
Ayi ushalulile uyageja kodwa ushalulile. And the woman is pouring out her heart.
Ngaleso skathi yena uthulula inhliziyo yakhe.
Marakeza uThamsanqa umngane.
But he doesn't listen. Thamsanqa doesn't listen.
I'm saying when the friend comes.
Yes.
The friend is like God.
Any
advice, that the friend gives.
Enye nenye uthe umngane ayishoyo.
Siyasukuma manje.
Then he stands up.
We are doing this. We are doing this.
Senza lokho.
Ngoba sekukhuluma umngane.
Because the friend has spoken.
I hope I'm not offending anyone.
Ngiyathemba ukuthi akekho engimqobayo.
And I told you
ngitshelile
that you honor your wife by praising her.
Ukuthi wazisa umkakho ngokumkhuphula ngokumkhuluma kahle.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know this one affects both husbands and wives.
Lena ke imbandakanya
owesilisa. There are husbands who can never praise their wives.
Kunabantu besilisa bangakaze bakhuluma
kahle. And there are wives who can never praise their husbands.
Nabangakaze bakhulume kahle ngabayeni babo.
And I can imagine how painful.
And ngiyacabanga ukuthi ngakubhlungu kangakanani.
When you are praising your colleagues.
Uma ukhuluma kahle ngomuntu osebenza naye.
And you never praise the person who you live with.
Kodwa ukaze ukhulume kahle nomuntu ohlala naye endlini.
You can never say anything good.
Akukho ngakusho kuhle ngaye.
Even though you've married her to be a stove, you are not even saying yes, let's stop some less osiyam.
Noma ngabusha then let's stop some life.
Undlula zonke ezinye izintofu.
You look beautiful than any more than anyone here.
No praise, no praise.
Akukho ukukhulunywa kahle.
Nothing like I'm proud of you.
Akukho ukuthi ngiyasiqhenya ngawe.
You are doing well.
Wenza kahle.
You are making me proud.
Ungenza ngisiqhenye ngawe.
In many relationships, these words that you've just heard now.
Ebudlalweni nomningi wonke lamagama ozwe manje.
They don't exist.
Awaveli, awekho.
They don't exist.
Awekho.
But you live with each other.
Kodwa nihlala nobabili.
You are supposedly partners.
Ningabantu nihlala nobabili.
Fighting and engaging this life together.
Niyalwa nilibanelwa lempilo nobabili.
You never notice when the other one is down.
Kodwa ukazi ubheka omunye maye engekho right.
You can't by your words bring them back up.
Awukaze wamkhuphula ngamazwi amahle ukuthi akhuphuke ephezulu.
Hello. Tell your neighbor, why do you look like you want to sleep? Am I boring you? I know I'm helping someone. I know somebody likes what I'm saying. And I told you that you honor your wife by allowing her to fear her God.
Ngokuthi uma umsize asabe uNkulunkulu.
Many men are intimidated by their husbands worshiping and loving their God. By their wives worshiping and loving their God.
Abanye bathu amadoda athusa ukuthi abafazi babo bazi.
What I've noticed, Sandile, is that certain men,
ukuthi amanye amadoda,
when I just look in Nalmapias,
uma ngibheka eNalmapias,
they would rather honor their wives to be a sangoma.
Bangamane bazisa abafazi babo ukuthi babe izizangoma.
When the wife says that nyo twasa and all these things, bayokhipha imali, bayenza everything bazoyenza.
Amen.
But when the wife is saying, I'm going for fasting and pray, I'm paying tithes.
God my wife
was fasting. Tithes.
Uma sikhuluma ngokweshumi.
Imali yami ngiyisebenzelayo.
Imali yami ngiyisebenzelayo.
Unika labafundisi laba.
Usiyonikeza abafundisi.
Awathinte yetide, yeah.
It touches the tide.
But if the wife becomes a sangoma.
Uma owesifazane ibe isangoma.
Uzobona kuphuma imbuzi ekhaya.
They will buy the goats.
But when the person is honoring her God,
God amanga bomuntu azisa uNkulunkulu,
loving her God,
ethanda uNkulunkulu wakhe,
worshiping her God,
emdumisa uNkulunkulu
wakhe. I'm saying this because the Bible says that you will rule over her.
Ngisho ngoba
lithi the husband has a certain power over the wife.
Uza phezu kwakhe ngoba indoda inamandla phezu kwesifazane.
That's why I'm saying what I'm saying.
Ingakho ngisho lokho engikushoyo.
Many women in my church have left my church because of the husband.
Abaningi esontweni lami bahambile ngenxa yabadoda abo.
You spend too much time at church.
Uhlala isikhathi eside enkonzweni.
Why church? Church is always something that brings friction in many families. I don't know why.
Inkonzo yiyo eyenza ukungazwani ekhaya, ngazi ukuthi kungani.
So according to scriptures,
ngokwezwi,
you give honor to her.
Waziyamazisa.
When you allow her.
Uma umvumela.
To love her God.
Ukuthathanda uNkulunkulu wakhe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's how you honor her.
Indlela umazisa ngayo leyo.
You also honor her by marrying her.
Uyamazisa futhi ngokumshada.
You know, as I told you, I'm following the Israel and Palestine or Hamas war very closely.
Njengoba nginitshelile ukuthi ngiyalandela kakhulu ngokwe Israel nePalestine impi yabo.
Do you know there's a war in the Middle East?
The kunempi
between Israel and Hamas.
Phakathi kweHamas neIsrael.
And so as I'm following these news,
njengoba ngilandela lezi ndaba,
I bumped into a certain gentleman who's a Jew.
Ngihlangane nenye indoda eyumJuda.
On the internet.
Ku internet.
And this man said,
"Uthe
in Israel,
kwa Israel,
this is what happens everywhere in Israel.
Lento yenzeka yonke indawo kwa Israel.
People fall in love.
Abantu bayathandana.
Get married.
Bashade.
And have children.
Babe nezingane.
So he said that he moved to another country.
Udlulele kwenye futhi izwe.
And he was amazed.
Wase yamangala.
That people don't marry.
Ukuthi abantu bakhona bashade.
They have children.
Kodwa banabantwana.
They're living together.
Bahlala tu
but ndawonye. Never marry.
Kodwa
never
bakaze baze bashade.
And by doing that,
ngokwenza lokho,
you are dishonoring the woman.
Awumazisi umuntu wesifazane.
Especially as a man, because a woman cannot marry herself.
Ngoba owesifazane ngeke akwazi ukushada.
In fact, if a woman says, "Waza siyo shada, asambe siyo shada,
asambe sifazane ethi asambe siyo shada."
Mina ngizabaleka mangi.
Mina ngumuntu wesilisa ngizobaleka.
Oh, forceful kangaka uyathusa. But it should be the man.
Kodwa kufanele kube owesilisa.
Say, I want to marry you. I want to meet your family. I'm sending your family to your family. That's a respectable man. That's an honorable man. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
So when you don't marry, you are bringing dishonor to the woman whom you claim you love.
Drunkard in the street.
Must be your partner.
When sees your partner.
Oh, baby. Oh. Umuhle.
Hey, baby. Hey, umuhle.
Because you haven't marked her with marriage.
Ngoba awuzange umbeke uphawu lokuthi umngakho.
Hello. Eish. Niyangthusa man.
Niyangibangaza yesikezo. Yesikebo.
Am I preaching to somebody? So I want to emphasize the importance of marriage. That is, you must marry. Marry.
Shada.
Marry.
Shada.
It's very important. I don't understand why a relationship must be longer than 2 years without marriage.
Angikwazi ukucabanga ukuthi kungani kufanele ukuthi ubudlelwane budlule umnyaka emibili.
5 years you are not married. 10 years you are not married. But you are in a relationship.
Kodwa usebudlelwaneni.
Then you start producing
and you aqala
seed.
Uyakhipha imbewu.
Child number 1, child number 2, angashadi.
Angikaze ngishade. You are not married.
Child number 3. Please don't be offended, okay? I'm a pastor. I must tell you important things like this. There is dishonor in that behavior. It's dishonor. So to honor the woman, marry her.
Ukumazisa umuntu wesifazane mushade.
Hey pastor Marayaza, ama center wahlangana.
Hey pastor, a man is a problem.
You are telling me the wrong pastor. I don't understand that language.
Utshela umfundisi ongayazi leyo ndaba.
Awudingi ma center, ama center awadingi.
We don't need sense.
You just come here, we put you together, we marry you.
Uyeza nje lapha.
Somebody was asking me recently. They sent me a whole love letter of a message. You see, when a message is long, we call it a love letter. So they send me a long message like that. To summarize what the person said. The person said, pastor, can you please bless our rings?
What he pastor, tell you what he said, I'm a ring.
Bless our rings. I said to the person, I don't do blessing ring. I don't, what is bless ring? I marry people. So come and marry. Then on the wedding day, I'll bless rings. I don't bless any rings of people who are not married. What is that? I don't understand that language. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have the mind to bless rings, why don't you have the mind to marry?
I don't understand.
So, from the biblical perspective, from your God, He wants you to marry. It's important. And I tell you, many people, and I'm saying this, I don't know for the how many of time in our church, And I will keep saying it until people start marrying and still and start to listen to my voice. And I'm saying this thing because I love you dearly. If you don't have money to marry, we can do a little baby zan.
Ceremony.
There can be 10 people, there can be 5 people. We can even do it on Sunday during the service. And we just marry you. Then you are officially married. So many people don't marry because bafuna ukuthenga inkomo.
Abaningi abashadi ngoba bafuna ukuthenga inkomo, want to buy a cow.
They want it deco yalo muntu abamona TV angazubani.
Bafuna umbuku.
Perfect. Babani perfect wedding. My perfect wedding.
Amen.
So because there's no money for perfect wedding,
we
continue in sin. Continue in sin. It's sinful behavior. It's sinful acts. Am I speaking a language that you can understand? Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, say, you gotta marry, man. You gotta marry. You gotta marry. Say it the way I'm saying. You gotta marry, man. Oh, you two are married. That's why you are not saying. Okay, all right. I think I like married people around me. Isn't it nice? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You dishonor the woman by abusing her. You know, Ruth, some men have become professional abusers.
Yeah.
They know how to beat the woman.
Stand up.
They don't beat the face because their face angitia chambis. They don't beat the hands. They don't beat the legs. They beat the areas esinga chambis. Professional beater.
Masterminds.
Abusing masterminds. So as you walk around on the street, you don't look like engineer utolindu. But the Bible teaches us that we're dishonoring them. The Bible says in the book of Colossians, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter towards them. And I said, what does be not bitter mean? Do not be bitter. And the Bible says it means do not abuse them when I check the dictionary meaning. So even the Bible, thousands of years ago when it was written, it was aware of women beaters and abusers. Now my advice to you as a woman,
lift up his hand.
Even if he was beating the fly, it must be enough to say, I'm going. Let alone the person beat you. They must know that you are valuable. You touch me, I'm gone. But unfortunately, many women like a fly to the light. That's a mistake. 2 months later.
Amen. You'll be beaten and come back again.
Hello?
Amen.
Okay. Now I want to say what I actually wanted to say last week.
Manje sengifuna ukusho lokho ebengifisa ukusho ngeviki ledlule.
Read again for me 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
Yes.
Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered.
Now, this is my message to the husbands. Or to men that are in relationship. Or to men who will be in relationships in the future. The Bible says that we must live with them according to knowledge. We must honor them as the weaker vessel. Understanding that we are heirs with them. We are heirs. And then it says, so that our prayers will not be hindered. Mukhadi, they're disturbing me with the chairs then. As I say. So that our prayers will not be hindered. So in other words, if you don't honor this woman that you love, if you don't live with her according to knowledge, if you don't live with her with the understanding that she's an heir with you, I don't have time to explain what that means, to be heirs together. But just to explain, in heaven, Jesus said, there's no marrying there. The Bible says that we will be like angels. In other words, when we cross over to eternity, the Bible says that we are equals. So you must start living with her with that knowledge and understanding. So the Bible says if we don't do these things, the danger is that our prayers will be hindered. Now I don't know about you. The worst thing that can happen to you and me is if our prayers become hindered. It means that when you talk to God, God doesn't hear you. It means when you talk to God, God doesn't respond. It means to say, Lord, help me. He cannot help you. Because your prayers are hindered. Many men, they try business, it doesn't work. They try job finishes. They try this, it doesn't work. They try that, it doesn't work. They try that, it doesn't work. It is because of the abuse and dishonor to that woman. And God has now blocked your things because he can no longer respond to you. Let me show you some examples. We are out of time. Come with me quickly to 2 Samuel chapter 13. Ruth, I'm going to need you to speed read for me because I've run out of time. And there's a lot of reading I want you to do. So read 2 Samuel chapter 13 from verse 1. Umodimu wa Israel, Umodimu wa Israel. Are you there? Yes, let's go.
2 Samuel chapter 3 from verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
After this, Absalom the son of David had a lovely sister whose name was Tamar, and Amnon the son of David loved her. Amon was so distressed over his sister Tamar that he became sick, for she was a virgin, and it was improper for Amon to do anything to her.
But so this guy became so in love with her sister, her half-sister, that he became sick with love. Like, that's how in love he became, that he became sick with love. I don't know why many people don't read the Bible. You know, sometimes when I read the Bible, it's like I'm watching a movie.
All right,
let's continue.
But Ammon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimam, David's brother. Now Jonadab was a very crafty man, and he said to him, "Why are you, the king's son, becoming thinner day after day?"
This guy was so in love and started because he couldn't eat anymore. That his friend said, "Hey, and why?"
And the friend was asking.
Continue.
"Will you not tell me?" Ammon said to him, "I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister." So Jonadab said to him, "Lie down on your bed and pretend to be ill. And when your father comes to see you, say to him, 'Please let my sister Tamar come and give me food and prepare the food in my sight, that I may see it and eat it from my hand.'" Then Ammon,
look at the professional sinner, explaining how this is what you do when you want to sin. Do this and do that and do that. Continue. Verse 6.
Okay. Then Ammon lay down and pretended to be ill. And when the king came to see him, Ammon said to the king, "Please let Tamar, my sister, come and make a couple of cakes for me in my sight, and I may eat from your hand." Mm-hmm. And David sent home to Tamar, saying, "Now go to your brother Ammon's house and prepare for him." So Tamar went to her brother Ammon's house, and he was lying down. Then she took flour and kneaded it, made cakes in his sight, and baked the cakes. And she took the pan and placed them out before him, but he refused to eat. Then Ammon said, "Have everyone go out from me." And they all went out from him. Then Ammon said to Tamar, "Bring the food into the bedroom, that I may eat from your hand." And Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them to Ammon, her brother, in the bedroom. Now when she had brought them to him to eat, he took hold of her and said to her, "Come, lie with me, my sister." But she answered,
that means sleep with me. Do you understand?
Amen.
Continue.
But she answered him, "No, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing should be done in Israel. Do not do this disgraceful thing."
Do not do this disgraceful thing. This is a proper girl. Amen. Hey, it's amen. Amen. No, this amen is very suspicious. It's a proper girl. He said, "No, we can't do this disgraceful thing." No, the amens keep getting low, please. Brother, if you find a sister like this, as in humble topa wonk amasentong awatolum shad. This is a proper girl. No, we can't do this disgraceful. What does disgraceful mean? Ihlazo. Manyala. Yababa legangan. Kimanyala. Yes, Ruth.
"And I, where could I take my shame? And as for you, you would be like one of the fools in Israel. Now, therefore, please speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you. However, he will not heed her voice, and being stronger than she, he forced her and she lay with her."
Now, what verse are you in?
Verse 14.
Read it again.
However, he will not heed her voice, and being stronger.
Read verse 13.
And I, where could I take my shame? Mm-hmm. And as for you, you would be like one of the fools in Israel. Mm-hmm. Now, wherefore, please speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you.
Listen to what this young girl says. She says, if you want to do what you want to do, go talk to my father. And my father would not withhold me from you. In other words, he will allow us to marry. Look at the proper procedure that this lady is explaining. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So this woman was not refusing him outright. But you are saying, let's do it in the right way. Go talk to my father. Let's get married. And then I'll be your wife. But look at what this fool does.
Continue. However, he will not heed a voice. And being stronger than she, he forced her and lay with her. Mm-hmm. Then Ammon hated her exceedingly, so that he...
After sleeping with her, the Bible says, and Amnon hated her exceedingly. Now, I've just taught you how to honor a woman. Now, would you agree with me? All this behavior is dishonor. Dishonor. Huh? Would you agree or you don't agree? So, this gentleman now is opening the door where the Bible says, and our prayers will be hindered. From the moment he abused this woman, dishonored her, his life now was about to be ruined. His life. Let's jump because of time. Let me just see where I want you to read. Okay, let's finish off. Continue reading. I want you to see what happened to this lady.
Then Ammon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred with which he hated her was greater than the love with which he had loved her. And Ammon said to her, arise, be gone. So she said to him, no, indeed this evil of sending me away is worse than other than you did to me. But he would not listen to her. Then he called his servant who attended him and said, here, put this woman out away from me, and bolt the door behind her. Now she had a robe of many colors, for the king's virgin daughters wore such apparel, and his servant put her out and bolted the door behind her. Then Tamar put ashes on her head and tore her robe of many colors that was on her, and laid her hand on her head, and went away crying bitterly. And Absalom, her brother, said to her, has Ammon, your brother, been with you? But now, hold your peace, my sister. He is your brother. Do not take this thing to heart. So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house. Mm-hmm. But when the king heard of all these things, he was very angry, and Absalom spoke to his brother Ammon neither good nor bad. For Absalom hated Ammon because he had forced his sister Tamar.
Let's jump to verse 28.
Verse 28. Now Absalom had commanded his servants, saying, watch now when Ammon's heart is merry with wine. And when I say to you, strike Ammon, then kill him. Do not be afraid. Have I not commanded you? Be courageous and valiant. So the servant of Absalom did to Ammon as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons arose, and each one got on his mule to fled.
Amen. So this man who just abused this woman and dishonored her, in a short time, he was murdered. Because you see now, the hand of God of protection was no longer on him. His life, the day he dishonored that woman, his life started counting down. And eventually he died. Can you see how dangerous it is? Let's read one more. Come with me to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 11. And read for me from verse 1 quickly.
2 Samuel chapter 11 from verse 1. Mm-hmm. It happened in the spring of the year, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servant with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the people of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem. Then it happened one evening that David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house, and from the roof he saw a woman bathing, and the woman was very beautiful to behold. So David sent and inquired about the woman, and someone said, "Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?"
You know, sometimes our daughters must not be too beautiful. Because it seems when they are too beautiful, problems follow. May our children just be beautiful properly, but not too much, too much. Yes, continue, ma'am.
Then David sent messengers and took her, and she came to him and lay with her, for she was cleansed from her impurity, and she returned to her house. And the woman conceived. So she sent and told David and said, "I'm with child." Then David sent to Joab, saying, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." And Joab sent Uriah to David. When Uriah had come...
Let's jump to verse 14.
Verse 14. In the morning, it happened that David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. And he wrote in the letter, saying, "Set Uriah in the forefront of the hottest battle and retreat from him, and he may be struck down and die." So it was while Joab besieged the city that he assigned Uriah to a place where he knew there were valiant men. When the men of the city came out and fought with Joab, and some of the people of the servant of David fell, and Uriah the Hittite died also.
Jump to verse 26.
Verse 26. When the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah, her husband, was dead, she mourned for her husband. And when her mourning was over, David sent and brought her to his house, and she became his wife and bore him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord.
The thing that David had done. So David saw a beautiful woman outside his house. And the woman was bathing. And David told the servants, "Hey, there's a beautiful woman, bring her to me." And he slept with her. And she became pregnant. Now, because they were cheating, David tried to come up with a plan so that they can make it as though the husband impregnated her. And so the husband was a soldier. And they brought him back home from war. And David had a little chat with him and said, "Okay, go back home, we'll talk tomorrow." And in the morning, David's servants came and told him that, "Hey, this guy didn't go home. He slept here by your veranda." So the king went to him and said, "Why didn't you go home?" And the man said, "I'm a soldier. My brothers are fighting. How can I go and sleep on a comfortable bed while my brothers are fighting?" So David said, "This guy is a respectable man." So he said, "Okay, come tonight." And David made a small party and tried to get the guy to be drunk. And when he was drunk, he said, "Okay, go home, see you tomorrow." But as drunk as he was still a soldier at heart. And he slept in the veranda again. So when David noticed that my plan is not working, he said, okay, let me kill the guy. And he took him to war and told his general that put him in the front of the battle. And when the battle is hot, signal your men to move back and leave him alone. And so that happened, and the guy died. And the Bible says the thing displeased the Lord. Let's read chapter 12 quickly.
Chapter 12, verse 5 to 7. So David's anger was greatly aroused against the men, and he said to Nathan.
Okay, read from verse 1, so that you get the background. I'm closing now.
Then the Lord sent Nathan to David, and he came to him and said to him, there were two men in one city, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except one little lamb which he had brought and nourished, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It ate of his own food and drank from his own cup and lay in his bosom, and it was like a daughter to him. And a traveler came to the rich man, who refused to take from his own flock and from his own herd to prepare one for the wayfaring man who had come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the man who had come to him. So David's anger was greatly aroused against the man, and he said to Nathan, as the Lord lives, the man who has done this shall surely die, and he shall restore fourfold for the lamb because he did this thing and because he had no pity. Then Nathan said to David, you are the man.
You are the man.
Oyindoda.
Just to make you explain what's going on here. After David did this thing, the Lord sent a prophet. And the prophet came to the king and said,
hey,
I got a little story for you. He said, there were two men. One of him was very wealthy, and the other one was a poor man. And this poor man had one sheep, and he loved his sheep. And he took it as one of his children, to the point that it was eating from their table. Then one day, the rich man had a visitor. And instead of him taking from his many animals to prepare food for the visitor, he went and took the poor man's sheep and killed it and prepared it for his visitor. When David heard, he said,
hey,
this man must die. And before he is killed, he must replace that one sheep with four. And the prophet said, hey, God sent me, and God says, you have done what this man has
done.
Now what God did is that he killed four of David's sons because of a woman. The first son he killed was the one that the woman was pregnant with. The second son that God killed was the one who raped her half-sister,
Amnon.
The third son was Absalom.
Absalom,
before he died, in those days, men used to have what they call concubines.
Omakwapeni.
He took his father's concubines. They went to the roof and slept with them in front of the whole community. This is happening because of what David did with Uriah's wife. Then David's general killed Absalom.
kwase kuthi abanye bawo general babulala uAbsalom
bakade. And then the fourth son. When David was old.
Uma uDavid esekhulile.
And now it was time for a new king.
Kwase isikhathi senkosi.
Adonijah tried to force himself to be a king.
Wabese ya forsa ukuthi abe inkosi.
Without his father's consent.
Ngaphambi kokuba ngesibusiso sika babake.
And to cut the long story short, he was also killed.
Wabe naye sebulawa.
And all these children died.
Zonke lezingane zafa.
Because of that relationship with Uriah's wife.
Ngenxa yalento ayenza uDavid ngomfazi ka.
Because he said that man must die and he must repay four.
Wathi akafe bese abuyisela okune.
And God killed four of his children.
Wabe sebulala four okuyisilingano
salokhu.
Impilo yakhe yaphenduka yabheka phezulu.
So as a man, as a husband, as someone who says I love this girl.
Uma ukuthi omunye ethi ngiyathanda le ntombazana.
If you dishonor her.
Omungamazisi.
The heavens will be blocked to you.
Izulu lizokuvalela.
And your life will become like scrambled eggs.
Impilo yakho izomoshika.
When you cry out to God, there will be no answer.
Umukhala kuNkulunkulu angeke kube nezimpendulo.
By ill-treating the woman in your life,
ngokungamphathi kahle umuntu wesifazane
okumpilweni, you are without knowing destroying your own life.
Awazi ukuthi wena umosha ubulala impilo yakho.
And possibly your children's lives also.
Nempilo yabantwana bakho.
That's why my message is to the husbands and to the men.
Ingakho ushumela kwami kubheke kwabesilisa.
So that your prayers will not be hindered.
Kuze imkhuleko yakho ingavimbeleki.
So that your prayers will not be hindered.
Imkhuleko yakho ingavimbeleki.
So that your prayers will not be hindered.
Imkhuleko yakho ingavinjelwa.
So live with that woman according to knowledge.
Hlala nalo wesifazane
ngokuqonda. Honor that woman, honor her.
Mazise lo wesifazane.
As the weaker vessel.
Njenge
understanding that you are heirs with her together.
Qonda ukuthi nina
in the coming kingdom of the Messiah.
Ukuthi embuseni kaNkuluNkulu niyinto
eyodwa. So that your prayers.
Kuze imkhuleko yakho.
Will not be hindered.
Ingavinjelwa.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's rise to our feet. I just wanna say, Baba, oh, Heshe, hey. I just wanna say, Baba, oh, Heshe,
I just wanna say. Baba, oh, Hashem, I just wanna say, Baba, oh, Hashem.
Hallelujah. Some of us standing here, our doors are locked. And not with one key, but with multiple locks. Because of our ignorant behavior in our past. Some of us standing here, if we don't go back to our wives to say sorry, your life will never be all right. My wife, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for hurting you. I'm sorry for abusing you. I'm sorry for cheating on you. I'm sorry. I was wrong. Please forgive me. Some of us need to go to old girlfriends with the consent of your current wife. Sometimes you don't need to phone. Just write a text. And just send it in the air. And say, I'm sorry. I was ignorant. I was a fool. I was foolish. I didn't know what I was doing. I'm sorry for hurting you. I'm sorry for destroying your life. You know, many times it is the women's lives that are destroyed. One lady here now, a lady that I know, she became pregnant. And the guy said, it's not my child. I don't want anything to do with that thing. So that means now you have to carry it alone and suffer the shame alone and go through hard life alone. Because you as a man, you can just deny and go away. And the ladies now is known as a loose thing moving in the system. Some of us need to go back to say, I'm sorry. I was wrong. Please forgive me. And you never know that the minute you say, I'm sorry, it will unlock doors in your life that have been locked because God saw what you did. And the Bible says, and the thing displeased the Lord. He was unhappy with what you did in your past, perhaps. Or some of us, what we are currently doing now. I like what the parable, the prodigal son did. He went back to his father and he said, Father, I have disobeyed God. I have done God wrong and I have done you wrong. Please forgive me. So some of us, with our disrespect, disgraceful behavior, we have offended God. And so some of us standing here have to go back to say, I'm sorry. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm sorry. Neighbor, do you believe your neighbor? Say it again, say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't know what was wrong with me. I don't know what was wrong with me. I can't understand that behavior. Maybe a demon was influencing me. I don't know. But now that I've heard the word of God, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Let's practice. Say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Because some people can't say sorry, they can't say sorry. So we are practicing here at church. I'm sorry, please forgive me. My wife, please forgive me. If you have to, oh, my wife! I'm sorry. Yeah. If you understand what it means, that and your prayers, so that your prayers will not be hindered.
Amen.
You will cry. You will cry if you have to cry.
Amen.
Please, please, I'm sorry. Please, I'm sorry. And then afterwards, show that you are sorry by changing your behavior and honoring that woman that you live with. Are you listening to me? Have I said something wrong?
No.
I want you to pray for yourself for 1 second. Ask the Lord to help you. You know, it may not be all of them that you have to go back and say you are sorry to. But there may be just one. Perhaps of the pain that you showed that person in her heart, she opened her mouth and said, this person will never succeed again. Talk to the Lord. Ask the Lord to. First, ask God to forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us.
Thank you.
you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.